Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're going to be dealing with his most recent article posted up on newsreviews.com titled, If War Had Not Come in Fierce and Exaggerated Form. If War Had Not Come in Fierce and Exaggerated Form. That's basically taken from an article written by Colonel House, who was one of the major conspirators of the first half of the last century. I think he died about 1936, but he was the man who controlled Woodrow Wilson. He was the man who controlled Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was the man who had supernatural powers, and I believe he's able actually to control people, to seep ideas into their minds. In fact, that was the phrase that was used by somebody who knew him at that time and found in a book I have, where they would ooze ideas into people's minds. There are really people who can do that. They can actually convince you of things that just are not true. Well, Colonel House, of course, was one of those advocates of the First World War. He was one of the major architects. Certainly the Germans wanted the war to stop. The English wanted the war to stop. The Russians wanted the war to stop. The French wanted the war to stop. But you see, there were a small group of men who wanted a horror. They wanted just all blood and cruelty and suffering, because they felt that out of that would come the demand for a world government, the League of Nations. And then, of course, when the First World War failed, why, they had to have a Second World War. And now that the Second World War has failed, they are going to get a Third World War. Why? Their ultimate goal is a one world order, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and to install the coming world ruler. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on really makes sense. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us. It's a fascinating article. I really enjoyed it. Dr. Cuddy, are you there? Well, I guess we've lost Dr. Cuddy. I'll see if I can get our producer to call him back again. Our producer there, anyway, we'll hope that Dr. Cuddy calls back. Certainly, we want to have him. It's a fascinating article. You cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand there are subversive groups working at the highest levels of our government whose loyalty is not to the United States. It's to this idea of a one-world government, and you can't have a one-world government and maintain the sovereignty of the United States and these congressmen and senators, yes, and the people in the executive branch of government who swear allegiance to our Constitution and don't believe it at all. In fact, the entire apparatus of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Group of 30 is made up of these people who are set upon world government. And when you understand that, these people have no loyalty to America, which is why they've created this financial crisis that is besieging us now, believing that this will play a large part in the destruction of our society, their ability, of course, to impoverish our people so that they'll be willing to go along with giving up their freedom and establishing the world government. Well, is Dr. Cuddy back again? All right, do you want to give him a call? 919-833-4979. 919-833-4979, right. All right, well, we're hopefully going to get Dr. Cuddy back on the line. I don't know what happened to him, but the information certainly that he put in this article, and it's entitled, If War Had Not Come in Fierce and Exaggerated Form. That information is violent, is very, very important, and of course, I actually have the article written in 1923 by Colonel Edward Mandel House, published in Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the theoretical of the Council on Foreign Relations that had been created in 1921 for the specific purpose of bringing about a world government. And when you, of course, look at the people who surround Barack Obama today, you'll find that almost every key position is taken by someone from either the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderbergers or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Group of 30, and some of them, like Timothy Geithner, who's the new Undersecretary of the Treasury, he belongs to all of them. And you must understand, and so does Paul Volcker, who is a special economic advisor to President Obama. There's only 120 members of the Trilateral Commission, and at least a half a dozen of them are in key positions in the current regime. In fact, they always control our government, starting with 1976, when Jimmy Carter, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, was put in the presidency. And then when Ronald Reagan came in, of course, his vice president, who Ronald Reagan was forced to accept, was George Herbert Walker Bush, a member of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, he really ran the government, George Bush did. After the failed attempt on President Reagan's life, I'm sure he understood that he was not going to live very long if he tried to fight these people. And then, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush becomes president. He is a member of the Trilateral Commission, or was. And then he's replaced by Bill Clinton, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who serves for 8 years. And he's replaced by George W. Bush. And, of course, George W. Bush's vice president is Dick Cheney, who comes from the Trilateral Commission. With only 120 members of the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission, how could you explain that simply by chance? And, of course, the truth of the matter is, you could not explain it by chance. Obviously, this whole thing was engineered. So, you must understand, if you go back and you read Barry Goldwater's wonderful book, written in 1979 with no apologies, he tells you the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to take over the political government of the United States, and then using that to transform the world, to take over the financial and intellectual and ecclesiastic and facilities of the entire world. And they really have done that. What people don't understand is, it doesn't matter whether you vote for the Republicans or the Democrats, they control both political parties. They finance George Bush and Al Gore, in the first election, and certainly George Bush and John Kerry, the second election. John Kerry is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and another secret society, and he's attended some of the meetings of the elite in the past. And you can get all this up on Wikipedia. You go out to Wikipedia and you'll get the list of all the people who've ever attended the Trilateral Commission meetings, and you'll find out that they're the people who control both political parties. Once you understand that, so much of what's going on today really does begin to make sense. So understand what we're up against, and then, of course, please help us get the information out. And so if you, of course, go to my website of RadioLiberty.com, you can pull down my newsletters. You're welcome to copy them and disseminate them, especially the last one, which went into the background of the financial meltdown that's taking place today. And, of course, that'll be the subject of the next newsletter. But you must understand that the elections are simply a scam. And, of course, if they can't win them, when they control both candidates, why, they'll simply rig the elections as they do. That's why we had all those talk about hanging chads. You remember back there in the year 2000? Hanging chads. Why? So they could bring in their electronic voting machines and rig them so they could control the elections. But you can't let the American people understand what's going on. You can't let the American people understand that the financial and military power of the United States is being used to bring about the one world empire for the Trilateral Commission. You can't understand that the wars over there in the Middle East that we're involved in today, in Iraq and Afghanistan, were totally contrived. That certainly we're not trying to win the war. Well, things have quieted down there in Iraq for the time being, but our troops are going to remain there. And the only reason they quieted down is because we got the people employment. The first thing we did when we got in was put almost everybody out of work. Why would you do that? And then, of course, our good friends over in Saudi Arabia provided the funds to recruit the Sunnis into the terrorist movement, and they, of course, were killing our boys, and all the boys and people have died over there have died in a totally phony war. We did everything we could to destabilize Iraq, and now, of course, we're doing everything we can to destabilize Afghanistan, and the war will continue and the death will continue. Well, if give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We just hope and pray we're going to have Dr. Cuddy back with us in just a minute, but give us a call just in case he doesn't show up. 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Happy New Year. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $874.20. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $899.84, $449.92 for half ounce, and $224.96 for the quarter ounce. That's $899.84, $449.92, and $224.96.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and right now we have Mary Charette with us. And Mary, of course, is the Public Relations Director for the Constitution Party, which, of course, is a party dedicated to getting back to our Constitution. If we had our Constitution in place, the elite would not be able to control both political parties. They wouldn't be able to control the media. They wouldn't be able, of course, to send our boys off to fight and die in foreign lands in wars they have no intention of winning, and they certainly, we would not have this terrible financial crisis that threatens to destroy the financial stability of our nation. Mary, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Constitution Party. First of all, why didn't we hear more of it? That, you know, during the last election, we know that you had an excellent candidate, Chuck Baldwin, an excellent person, you know, a dedicated Christian minister, but he didn't talk about religion specifically. He talked about the fundamentals of our Constitution. Why didn't we hear more about the Constitution Party and their candidate?
But Dr. Stan, as you know, the two big box parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're basically two sides of the same coin. We know that they have a vested interest in making sure that the American people do not fear that there are other options out there. Our country was never founded to have a two-party system. In fact, our founders warned against the factions that would develop with two parties actually becoming, together. They would join together to encourage the same types of policies, and it could be very dangerous. In other countries, you see many parties. But what's happened here is that we have seen the two parties join together to make sure that they have a monopoly. There's a duopoly now controlling our government. So there is a vested interest in making sure that the discourse does not include parties like the Constitution Party. And we say that virtually every problem our country is facing could be eliminated by going back to what the founders had very clearly and very concisely outlined in the Constitution, which is why the Constitution Party has grown. Now, this is according to Ballot Access News, and people can check this out. If you take a look at the growth in parties over the last 4 years, we have seen a percentage of change from 2004 to 2008. For instance, the Democrats wound up with an 18% voter registration increase. Republicans had a 6% rise. The Constitution Party grew by 37%. Now compare that to the Libertarian Party, which grew by only 2%. Now, these are not our numbers. These are Richard Winger, who is watching and looking at each individual state's voter registrations, and he has come up with these numbers. So the Constitution Party is the fastest-growing party of any party at this particular point in time, and there's a reason why, and that is because people know there is a monopoly. The media has a blackout on the Constitution Party, like what they did to Ron Paul. Ron Paul was effectively cut out of the discourse, not only by the Republicans, but by the mainstream media. They did the same thing to Chuck Baldwin, our candidate, in 2008, and it's very clear that they want to make sure the American people don't think they have an option other than the lesser of the evils, which, as we see, the two parties are complicit in fostering a climate of socialism. It's just a question of Socialist Party A or Socialist Party B.
You know, I think, Mary, an awful lot of people, good people, voted for John McCain because the threat of Obama and, of course, his communist leanings, his communist background. Everybody talks about his association with William Ayers of the Weatherman, and of course Bernadine Dorn, who is associated with the Weatherman, and had his association with Saul Alinsky and the socialists, and they were, of course, emphasizing his communist background. But it wasn't the communists that put him in power at all. It was the establishment here that you've been talking about that controls both political parties, and certainly these people of great wealth, you know, surrounded Obama. They got his picture on the front page of Time magazine over and over again. I think it was on 5 or 6 times this last year. How do you manage to get your face on the cover of Time magazine over and over again? Why, very, very simply, why the people who are in power want your face there because they want you elected. And until people understand that the media is controlled, I've seen 60 Minutes within the last 6 weeks has had 2 full-hour programs on Barack Obama. I've never seen that before for anybody at any time. You know, very, very seldom do they have 2 segments of their 3 segments on one candidate. They've had all 3 segments on the 60 Minutes on Obama, not once but twice within the last 6 weeks. People ought to be smart enough to realize that this shows that the people who control CBS are pushing Obama. He is going to be the great leader, sort of replacing Abraham Lincoln in our eyes. How are we going to get the people to understand, Mary, that the media is controlled and our reality is controlled?
Well, I think it's a very difficult challenge, but I think it can be mastered. If you take a look at, for instance, you said something earlier, Dr. Stan, about the lesser of two evils, and people voted for McCain because they didn't want Obama to get in because of his policies. However, I would challenge people to show me on what issue McCain is really very much different than Obama. For instance, John McCain had wanted to switch parties to become a Democrat a number of years ago. John McCain worked with Ted Kennedy to put together an amnesty package. So if your issue was immigration, why would you vote for John McCain? Because he was virtually the same on the immigration issue as Barack Obama. If you were a pro-Second Amendment person and you were interested in gun owners' rights, why would you vote for John McCain when his record was essentially just as abysmal as Barack Obama's? To wit, I'll point out that McCain worked for not only at the state but at the federal level to ban gun shows and to work to restrict gun rights even more. So there's immigration and gun rights. We see no difference between Obama and McCain. If you look at some of the other situations where McCain has shown his true colors, if you look at, for instance, he was supporting stem cell research. If you look at taxes, he voted down the Bush tax cuts three times. He had the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Act, which did nothing but kill our First Amendment right and kill the rights of the conservative groups before elections and muzzled them. So on every issue, for those who said, well, I got to vote for McCain to keep Obama out of office, I would challenge them. They either didn't do their homework and look at what this man's voting record was, or they believed somehow that this man was a conservative because he was a prisoner of war. That does not give somebody the qualification to be a good conservative president. And once people do their own homework, they're not going to be co-opted by what the media tells them. So it really comes down to doing your homework, taking this right to vote very seriously. And I always tell people, if you put your hand over the party or the picture of the candidate, look at their voting record or what they believe in, or look at what the party's platform is and how they have been voting, they will vote for Constitution Party every time. And that's because we've been led to believe that the Republicans are the conservatives, the Democrats are the liberals, and that's not the case. We've got the most bloated, biggest federal budget in the history of the Republic, thanks to the Republicans. So really, when it comes to the life issue, we have never seen anything like what our president and our Congress has allowed. They could have outlawed abortion. They could have gotten us out of this this unconstitutional war. But everything that they have done has been with the Democrats' approval, and with the Republicans and the quote-unquote conservative Christians have been co-opted.
Hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment with Mary Charette of the Constitution Party, and certainly this is an alternative to Socialist Party A or Socialist Party B. We'll be right back.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supply. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Mary Sturette, and she is Public Relations Director for the Constitution Party. And Mary, before we go on, would you like to get out your website how people get information on the Constitution Party if they wanted to re-register?
Absolutely. They can go to constitutionparty.com. On there's a link to sign up for free email alerts. It says join us. And all that means is it will send you email alerts. We don't sell your list, your name, your email, or anything. We just send you some updates. And check back on the website, constitutionparty.com, and you can click on your state and find out what's going on. Get involved at the local level, because we're seeing an enormous interest, and people are now, you know, even Dr. Stan, even those diehard Republicans like perhaps you and I were, I know I certainly was for many years, have come to the place where we realize we just can no longer pick the lesser of two evils. We can no longer hold our nose and vote anymore. And if anything is going to change, we're going to have to go through another party, and another party that is doesn't have any bells or whistles. It simply says, if it ain't in the Constitution, you cannot do it to the American people. And if you take a look at what's going on at this particular point in time, you have the Republicans and the Democrats have just voted themselves $5,000 a year increase. Now, they have this very interesting scenario where they don't have to look bad for voting themselves a pay raise every single year, because it's automatic unless they choose not to go with this pay raise. So nobody has to look bad. See, this is where the two parties are complicit. And this is where the two parties got together and said, look it, we don't want to look bad for voting ourselves a pay raise, so let's make it automatic every year. And they just upped their pay. They're now making $174,000, and that's before the pay raise. And you look at what's going on in this country, how many of us get to automatically vote ourselves a pay raise? If you take a look at what's going on with the two parties, again, everything they do is with a wink and a nod to say to each other, look, it, let's do this, we'll get it done, and nobody has to be the wiser. Why is it that the most blatant ignoring of the American people's wishes, whether it comes to immigration or the bailout. What did? They thumbed their nose, both parties thumbed their nose at the American people despite the vocal outcry that said, we don't want a bailout and we don't want the open borders to continue. Immigration, for instance, one of the most, the groundswell of interest and the groundswell of passion for those on both sides of the aisle who realize that what is happening is we're being invaded and that our infrastructure, our schools, our health systems, our prison systems cannot sustain this any longer. But what did they do? Both parties simply said, we don't care what you guys want. We're going to vote for amnesty. We're going to continue to keep the borders open. Look at what our Republican, compassionate, conservative President George Bush just did. He pardoned drug dealers and embezzlers. And the two gentlemen, the American Border Patrol agents, Jose Campion and Ignacio Ramos, who have been sent to prison for 12 and 11 years for simply doing their job to secure our borders, they were not pardoned, but drug dealers and meth addicts were pardoned by George Bush just recently.
Well, I think that tells us a lot about George Bush. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. I mean, I think this is a very important subject. I think that we need to understand, first of all, what our Constitution says. We need to understand that the Constitution is still the official law of this land. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. That's an opinion. You can read the Constitution. You can see what it says. And, of course, most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. today is unconstitutional. And if we had people of integrity, they would be back there arresting most of our congressmen because they are refusing, they are intentionally and willfully violating their oath to uphold our Constitution, which they have to take when they get there. And there's no justification for most of what's done. We would not have this financial meltdown that is going to destroy the infrastructure of this society if certainly the people in Washington, D.C. had adhered to the Constitution and had limited the power of the federal government so that the people could be free. Well, Mary, do you have any sort of a program to circumvent the controlled media? Do you have any sort of an internet program to try to reach people across America? Because this is what we really need. What we need is an organized effort to the internet, which is the only thing that's readily available to us. But since most people do have, you know, internet access, how can we utilize that to reach the American people and tell them they've been lied to by the controlled media?
I think a lot of people are starting to discover that, and the internet has been called the musket of the 21st century. That is because the media has blacked out everything that could in any way be a threat to the powers that be, this global elite that seeks to send us down this path of one world government. So the internet is going to be it. Radio programs like yours, people are starting to wake up and to realize that. We are sending out email alerts, and we're doing radio interviews, and I write articles on a regular basis on newswithviews.com. They can just click on my name, Mary Starrett, and we've got articles up there, and more people are contacting us because they want to get active at the local level, and that's what it's going to take. If you look at what happened when Dr. Ron Paul was seeking the nomination, there was an enormous amount of money raised, in fact, more money than John McCain raised. And this was with no media attention. Where was it? It was on the internet. People from both sides, the quote-unquote progressives, the conservatives, those people all rallied around Ron Paul. And as you know, Ron Paul gave his endorsement to our Constitution Party presidential candidate, Chuck Baldwin, who were very proud about that. But the campaign continues. It is between now and the next 4 years that we are going to see the growth, the momentum continue. And again, if you get involved with the Constitution Party at your local level, you will see that there are more and more people jumping on board. The reason they're not going with the Libertarian Party, quite frankly, is there's just too much there that doesn't quite pass the smell test. For instance, the way that Libertarians are on immigration. The Libertarians think it's okay to have wide open borders, whereas people who are convinced that this wide open immigration party policy is destroying our country are seeking the Constitution Party. It's the only party that's pro-life, pro-Constitution when it comes to no undeclared unconstitutional wars. But those who were voting for Obama thinking he was going to get us out of this war, guess what? He has now committed more troops to Afghanistan. He did this when he was was in the Senate, voted for more troops to go to Afghanistan, and has said that for the next 16 months we need to keep the status quo going in Iraq. If this is getting us out of Iraq, you know, I'd like to see what staying in means. The only candidate who said, let's get us out now, and who was against the authorization of the war and all of this was Chuck Baldwin. Bob Barr didn't go there. He was behind the USA Patriot Act, which showed us what he was all about, which is really no different than the Republicans or the Democrats. So, yeah, we've got to see this groundswell continue throughout the next 4 years. It's the only way we're going to circumvent the blackout by the mainstream media.
And somehow we've got to figure a means of you using the Internet on a regular basis to reach literally millions of people, because most Americans are good, most Americans are concerned, and we have to, of course, bring them into the fold. They've got to learn about the Constitution. Most of them don't even understand it. They don't understand that for all intents and purposes, the Declaration of Independence is the preamble to the Constitution. The ideas of the Declaration were then established in our Constitution. And what was that? Well, I think it's probably best expressed by something that Thomas Jefferson said. And he said, you know, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the change of the Constitution. The whole idea was the Constitution was going to bind down the power of the federal government. Well, unfortunately, they've taken the chains off of Congress and the executive branch of government, and they're forging them for the people. And if you want to lose your freedom, all you have to do is just do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Our guest, Mary Starrett, public relations, you know, director for the Constitution Party, doing a great job. Mary, you've got about 30 seconds before we go to the break.
All right. I just want to encourage people to go to constitutionparty.com and realize now is not the time to grow faint of heart. And I look at what our founders endured when they put together our Constitution, and when the revolution began, they didn't give up because things were tough.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Mary Storet, and she's from the Constitution Party. She's Public Relations Director there. Our telephone number, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Well, the election's over. It's already 2 years before the next congressional election, 4 years before the next presidential election. What is the Constitution Party doing now to educate the American people and reach that vast majority of the American people are good people who love freedom, know that something's wrong, but just can't connect the dots? What is the Constitution Party doing to try to educate them?
Well, we feel that, you know, everybody knows, they've heard the saying, all politics is local, and that is the truth. And we believe that local party building and at the state level, at the county level, all of these are going to really have a payoff in 2012, because once the infrastructure is in place, now we have seen in 27 states, we have seen our presidential candidate broke all records during the 2008 election. And these are many states like Oregon, where I live, which is, as you know, Dr. Stan, an extremely liberal state. But we had progressives, we had liberals, we had unbelievable turnout of voters who were looking at all the candidates and saying none of the above. But they did look at the Constitution Party candidate, and these are not typically people who are given to, you know, to voting for those who are considered, you know, perhaps right of center. But they have actually come to the conclusion that the Constitution Party is going to be their political home. And as I said earlier, we have seen a 37% increase in voter registration in the Constitution Party over 2004. And then when you look at that and contrast that to the 17% the Democrats grew by and the 8% that the Republicans grew by, there's no question about the fact, according to Ballot Access News, and again, these are not our numbers, that the Constitution Party is the fastest growing party in the country, 37%, when the Green Party only grew by 2% and the Libertarians only grew by the Greens grew by 15%. So 37% increase for the Constitution Party tells us that at the local level, at the state level, we are going to see amazing growth. So by 2012, we're really going to be mobilized. Let's face it. By 2012, the damage that will be done by this administration will be unprecedented, and we are going to need to pull together if this republic is going to be saved.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Now, Sydney, I think the significant thing is fundraising. How are you going to get funds? Because, you know, they say that money is the mother's milk of politics. Do you have any sort of a program to raise funds or perhaps to try to actually get radio advertising? I think radio advertising is a wonderful way to reach people. Repetition over and over again begins to get people thinking along specific lines. Do you have any, how are you going to get the funds so maybe you could even do some radio advertising?
Well, we're always looking at ways we could increase our fundraising. And what we found, what was very interesting, is during the last presidential election, we thought, and then when Ron Paul endorsed our candidate, Chuck Baldwin, people started to realize that since Ron Paul, who was sort of the great hope of constitutionalists, he wasn't going to run or he wasn't going to get his party's nomination because that party drowned him out. We started to see that when Ron Paul endorsed Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party, people began to fund the party and realized there was no other way that we are going to climb out of this morass if we did not take our money and our treasure and our time and our effort and support this party. So we thought things would drop off after the election, but that's not what's happened. People continue to call our office. In fact, there's a 1-800 number. People continue to call our main headquarters. It's 1-800, the number 2, veto IRS. 1-800, the number 2, veto IRS. People started calling, saying, how can I help? And sending money, they've been donating online, because they know that this isn't going to happen overnight, and we could certainly have to look at the fact that if you look at how much Obama bought the White House for, he had a lot of donations which were questionable, which were illegal, which did not, again, pass the smell test. But when you see when the global elite wants to fund somebody, there's no end to the funding that's available. So this is going to happen because Americans have had enough. And they are going to say, you know what, maybe I can only afford to send a $25 check, or maybe I can only afford to send a $100 check. But they're going to do what they can because there really isn't any other way for us to get the word out. And it's been really quite... And so again, what we do is we make a dollar go so far. Because we're working. Certainly not nobody's getting rich, but we're managing to get the word out, and we've got a lot of volunteers, and we've got a lot of committed people who are willing to work for nothing because this is important.
Well, I think it's vitally important, and what we really need, of course, are people who believe in the Constitution, are willing to commit themselves to it, and people are going to have to contribute to organizations that they believe in. And certainly I know a lot of the people there in the Constitution Party will have a number of them on in the coming weeks and give them opportunity to begin talking about this. And really it has to be repetition. Most people think we have two political parties. No, we have one political party with two branches. Until people understand the largest of fiscal deficits, the largest increase in the federal debt has come with the Republicans in power. And the Republicans, the average one, didn't have the courage to stand up to their own party and say what you're doing is wrong. Now they're sort of posturing, oh my goodness, why George Bush? We don't agree with George Bush. Well, they've been agreeing with him for 8 years. And then suddenly just here, as he's a lame duck, they're trying to distance themselves from him, and they can't. They've supported torture. They've supported... They supported Guantanamo. They've supported the illegal wars. They've supported a lot of things that no moral person would do. Mary, we're going to let you go. God bless you for everything you're doing, and please keep in touch.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand everybody what's going on, who really controls the government, we've got a great 4-tape set that's called The Secret Government. The Secret Government. We have another one on secret societies, and you can get them all together in something called The Secret Government Special. It includes 2 4-tape sets and a couple of videos there, and it's worth a lot more than we're charging for it, but we want you to get the information and to understand that behind what's going on are powerful spiritual forces. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. because there really is a forbidden secret out there. It's been kept secret for 5,000 years. There really is a power out there you can tap into, but you don't want to if you value your eternal soul. There literally are millions of people trying to tap into that power, and that's one of the problems we have today. A lot of them have. And, of course, they are the ones who are working against America. They're working towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. And understand that the destruction of Christianity is an important part of what's going on. That's why they had to get God and prayer out of our schools, and they did it by putting Masonic judges in the United States Supreme Court. And if you doubt that, you need to get the documentation from my book, or go up on the Internet and simply type in Supreme Court Masons and see how many Masons are on the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. They control the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4. To 8-1 for the better part of 30 years. And during that time, they took God and prayer out of our schools because they worship a different God. So you can, fortunately, you have the Internet. You can check everything I'm talking about. You can certainly watch my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available on our website of RadioLiberty.com. We've got a lot of great things. You know, if you've never seen our material on Operation Paperclip, you need to understand how they brought the Nazi doctors over to the United States after the Second World War. And many of them, of course, were working in the space program, but far more were working on psychological problems. Far more of them were working on disease and creating terrible new diseases, which we have. So we got the 4 tapes out on Operation Paperclip and a book that at least covers it in part called The CIA Doctors, because, of course, they brought these doctors over, these wicked and terrible people, and they worked for the CIA, and they did terrible, terrible things to American citizens. We do hope that, of course, many of you want to get some of the other items that are available from Radio Liberty. If you doubt that they what they do to people, even to children who come into the grasp, you need to get the book Transformation of America. You'll learn a lot about Dick Cheney there, from the woman who was used as a sex slave for the CIA. And, of course, it gets into Dick Cheney. I've written long before he became vice president. He's not a nice man, but he's controlled the presidency for the last 8 years. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs.